Online Geek Zone. It's Brandon here, and I'm going to give you a couple updates on Human Talker real quick. So first of all, you might be wondering, well, where's the next version? Because it's been over a month now since you've heard from me on this project. It's under active development, is what I will say to that. There is going to be a lot of new features in the next version, I can tell you that. And actually, to help people get technical support with the Human Talker, I've decided to create a mailing list over at Freelists to accomplish this. So when you would previously email me regarding problems that you've been having, you should now subscribe to the mailing list, and I'll give out the URL at the end of that. So the Human Talker project, I'm just going to summarize this real quick in this podcast. The Human Talker project, I want to make sure that you understand the goal of this isn't to have the largest voice set possible, even though it does look really large. The goal of this is to show users how realistic text-to-speech can really be, and it's actually kind of come farther than that. While I will try to put some other words in there, I'm really trying to improve the phrase set that I already have and make it sound better. I've done a lot of adding new words in this version, but I've also done extensive work to cut the amount of static that you hear in speech playback, which I want to thank the users that suggested that to me. That was a really good comment, and it was a chance for me to go through and really take a look at what I'd done and see how I could improve on it, and I want to thank the users for doing that. That was great. Also, I think I'm going to drop the light version support. I don't think it's really needed. So we're going to have just the full version now, which is a bit smaller because I've reduced the sample rate again back to 16,000, because at the rate that I'm going here, compiling it at 22,050 is soon going to make this thing over 100 megabytes in size. If it's already nearing probably about 50 or 60 megs, imagine what it's going to be like after I get a couple thousand more words, which really, at the rate I'm going, isn't going to be that far off. But yeah, I think you'll find that it generally sounds more pleasant, and I think it does sound more pleasant at the lower sampling rate. It's done at 16,000 again, as was done in version 0.3, I believe, when I first introduced you to the project. So I think that will be a plus, just because, one, you're getting a slightly smaller download. It's smaller by about 20 megabytes, which is always good to have a smaller download. It's 30 megs now versus 50. And also, Sappy 4 voices, back when Sappy 4 was the thing, if they were based off recordings of human speech, they were all done at 16,000, because in that time, you didn't have space for like 22,050 for a huge voice set. The only reason that a lot of the voices today are done that way for Sappy 4 is because a lot of computers are newer, so, but generally speaking, Sappy 4 was done at the 16,000 sample rate. So I'm deciding to keep Human Talker at that. If you want a version compiled at 22,050, just email the mailing list and I'll give you the post address and all the information there at the end of this podcast, which we are nearing. It's just a quick one today. So I guess real quickly, I'll just give out the information for the mailing list. The post address to the list is humantalker, all one word, at freelists.org. So I'll spell that for you. It's humantalker at freelists.org. And that will let you post to the list, and I will first need to approve your post, but that won't be a big deal. I check my list's account regularly so I can see if things are coming in, and there's not too much of a delay, but we really need users on the list if you want to get help with HumanTalker, and that's also a big plus for you, because you'll also get to test out some preview versions that I put out there, so like the versions that I've been showing you in the podcast that weren't publicly made available, like when I showed you the preview of 0.6 before I actually released it, you're going to get to run some of those if you subscribe to this list. So that's a big plus for you. You don't have to wait for it to officially hit the street. To subscribe to the list, it's freelists.org/list/humantalker. HumanTalker again is one word, so that's freelists.org/list/humantalker, and that will let you subscribe or change your preferences. Basically, what you do is you enter your email address, there's a combo box, and you go to subscribe, and then you hit the go button, and that will subscribe you. So yeah, the more users on this list, the better, because I want this to be a lot of user interaction now, because I know that there's a lot of users out there who have their hands on this project, and I really think that this is a good way for you guys to get together and really discuss this project. And, you know, I'll step in if needed, but I really want to have it kind of just an open discussion list for this project and for users to talk about it, answer questions, and I'll email announcements about future versions or ideas that I think would be cool to the list as well. So, yeah, that will do it for this podcast. And you can get my contact information from the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I hope to see you over on the HumanTalker mailing list.